Hello, welcome to All Wine Aside. My name is Charlie, and I'm the host of All Wine Aside. We have Brooke here.
Hi.
And Sloane.
Why do you do that with my name all the time?
I don't know.
Sloane.
It's so fun to say. This is episode 10.
Oh, we're in the double digits.
Happy anniversary.
Yay. What do we owe each other? Is it like wood or diamonds or...
Whoa, I don't want wood, okay?
I want wood for my 10th anniversary.
Just give me wood. I don't know what we're going to get. I think rosé. Here you go.
You know, like every anniversary...
I didn't know there was something.
There was a rule about this?
Every, like the first year, it's paper, let's say. The second year...
How shitty is paper?
Well, I'm just saying anything, and technically you're supposed to give something to your spouse made of paper or wood or plastic. I don't know.
There's really? Candy.
I'm in the wedding industry. You'd think I would know this.
Never heard that.
Yeah, hold on. Let me Google this.
I was going to say we should Google this.
Googly googly.
Anniversary, years, symbol, something, whatever. Gift, paper, wood, diamond.
I'll Google that, see what comes up, okay? What would you call it? Milestone anniversary gift?
Oh, really? No.
I actually Googled what I said and it came
Themes.
Up.
Themes. First wedding anniversary is paper. Second wedding anniversary is cotton. Third is leather. Swing! Okay. Because by year three, clearly your sex life isn't that great anymore.
Spice so it up. So why not buy a whip?
Fourth is flowers or fruits.
Okay.
I'll go for fruits.
Fifth is wood. Sixth is candy. Yeah.
That's
nice.
Cute.
Seventh is wool or copper. Eighth.
Two completely different things.
I guess they're going opposites. Eighth is bronze or pottery. Ninth is pottery or willow. What the fuck? Both the same?
What's willow?
Like a pussy willow? You know what a pussy willow is? It's like a type of plant.
It's much more sexual than we thought. Can you imagine it's like a dildo made of like whatever substance like every year?
Every year? Oh, we should come out with like a line of dildos for this.
Yeah, and,
like,
cotton dildo. Good luck
a paper
with that.
Dildo? Well, because like what, your first year is paper?
Paper
cuts? Oh my God. Well, your first year of marriage, you shouldn't need a dildo, so it can be paper. It's fine, right?
No? It could be wrapped in paper.
Oh my God, the paper cuts.
Oh my God.
Okay, 10th is tin, and then that's it. I mean, then there's more, but I mean, we're not going to go to 100.
Right. Well, that's why.
Who gets married for 100 years? Anyways, we get the point. How did we? Oh yeah, what's our?
Okay, so 10th. So we. It's tin or aluminum.
You have aluminum foil.
We have a microphone that's made out of aluminum. You want to give me your microphone? I don't know.
According to Wiki, my Wiki page, the 20th, you give China. That's all it says is China.
You just give China.
15th crystal,
honey,
20th,
I'm gonna
China.
Give you China.
What if I bring you a Chinese person?
Hi, that'd be fun. Okay, so happy 10th, guys. Did you put lemonade in yours?
I did.
Oh, is it good? Is it better?
It's better, yeah.
Well, you tell us what we're drinking, Sloane.
Anyways, the deal is you should not be drinking Matthäus, which is a rosé vine.
It's a rosé vine.
It's a vine. And it's 11% alcohol. And honestly, I think marketing worked on us just because the bottle is
it's
pretty.
So cute.
It's in an odd shape. It's like a...
It's like a bubble.
It's like a short, fat woman.
You'd approach in the street a short fat woman and be like, I like you because you're short and fat.
You're like the Matteo bottle.
You're like
Matteo.
You're the Matteo bottle of wine.
But anyway, it's cheap, but it's not really delicious. It's a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
So
it's throwing me off.
It's not bad. I mean, I'm drinking it. And probably in the summer on a hot day, it was like near the pool.
Maybe.
With, you know, your feet in the water. The sun.
Paint it for us, Sloane. Paint it. It's minus 35 outside today.
It'd be so awesome. I can't wait.
And what's the other bottle we're drinking?
That we will be drinking is Beringer, is how you say
Beringer,
it.
Beringer, I
think. Beringer in English.
Beringer.
Or Beringer. Pinot Grigio, California, 2013. Crisp and refreshing. So there you go.
Mm.
And it has over 750 awards.
That's a lot
what?
Of awards.
Better be good.
I think it's just the Beringer house, not this particular one.
I think it's a Beringer house.
Because that's a lot of...
The Beringer Rosé is very good also. I drink that a lot. A lot.
Okay, so what's up? What's new for you guys? So last time we left, we said that we would try, Brooke, the 36 questions.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
I did do it.
Okay. So how about you tell us about it?
Okay, so...
You've been with Tom forever.
Ever, like 14 years.
So did it work for you?
Well, did it work? What do you mean by did it work? Did we
fall in love?
We were already in love, but it probably confirmed it. I was a little bit nervous because I was like, what if like this makes us realize we know nothing about each other? But no, we actually we flew through it. We did it in under 40 minutes, which I thought was pretty impressive because I remember Sloan saying it took like three and a half hours. But keep in mind, most of the questions...
You knew the answer.
Right. Like, you're like, how do you feel about your mother? If we're like, okay, we're really going to get into this right now. We both know how we feel about each other's mothers and our own mothers. So yeah, no, we did it really fast. And it was good. I enjoyed the conversation.
Did you have a nice evening? Did you like drink wine?
Oh, we were at Tim Hortons.
That's not how it's supposed to be done.
Look, as parents, we don't have a lot of time alone. We dropped our daughter off at a birthday party and we had 2 hours before we had to go pick her up. So we went to a Timmy's and did it. But we did the questions. And yeah, no, it was good. It was reassuring. It confirmed that I do know him like I think I do.
Okay, good. Did you learn anything new about each other?
No, I can't say I did, which I guess is, I don't know, a good thing? No, we didn't really learn anything about each other. Like, there's a few things that I was like, okay, good, I'm sure I'm happy that, like, you feel that way, because I assumed you did. But no. It was really, I don't want to say uninteresting, but it wasn't that interesting. It happened, and the conversation was enjoyable, and we went on with our lives. So Charlie, how did yours go?
Yeah. Good. I think we were like a little drunk though when we did it. We had 2 bottles of wine and we were like, okay. I actually didn't even bring it up. He did, because he listened to our podcast.
Good.
I was like going into the washroom or something and he turned around and he mentioned something about the 36 questions. And I go, what? 36 questions? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, did you want to do it? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. So we sat down and we were half drunk and we did it. It was interesting. I mean, I don't know. Like, I did it. And we finished it, like, it took us, like, 2.5 hours or 3 hours to actually get through it. It was interesting to me that it opened up the barrier, which was pretty much the point of the whole the game, right? So it's, like, questions that you wouldn't normally ask, but that you would be interested in knowing about the other person. But it's not, like, something that you could just, like, sit at dinner and be like, hey, so how do you think you're gonna die? No.
Did you guys do the 4-minute of our gauging?
We did not.
Yeah, we didn't do it either.
Oh, did you do it?
No.
We're in Tim Hortons. Like, really? People would have called the cops. I think we would have stared at each other for 4 minutes.
But still, the guy told me. He was like, we should have, like, done it.
I think so, that I should have done it too. After I did the 36 questions, like a few days later, I found an article, some newspaper, I don't really remember what it was. And it was a girl that did the 36 questions with a friend that she didn't really know. And she explained her full experience and she did it right. Like, she did the 4 minutes of staring and everything.
The New York Times girl.
Was it the Times girl?
Yeah. It's a colleague of hers.
And they fell in love. Yeah. So after reading that article, I felt like I did it wrong. Because if you read it, she really explains like the whole process about what she felt the questions were really about. How opening the barrier is important. Mm-hmm. What she felt about it. And like what she felt the meaning of love was and things like that. So it really made me think. And I was like, oh man, I think I want to do it again. To see, like, after reading this article, if I could take it a little bit more seriously, you know? Because I feel like we kind of flew through it and didn't really, like, get into it. Although I learned a lot about him, and I'm sure he learned a lot about me. But it was, like, questions that would just, like, arise in just a normal conversation. Is there anything you regret in life? You know, like, it's not obviously not dinner conversation, but eventually you would be able to learn this about the other person, right?
That's it.
But I feel like if we just sat down and really thought about it before answering, rather than just, like, something that just came to your head, it would have been more intimate. You know, like, it's almost like a realization that you're doing to yourself and you're doing it with the person with you. So I feel like you're almost growing together, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I have to agree and sort of disagree a little bit, because to me, when I did it, like, I took it very seriously and the guy was, like, really willing and we were really open about the whole thing. We just didn't do the 4 minutes of eye gazing.
Blah, blah.
But even when we answered the question, and it took us a really long time because we didn't know anything really about each other, so we had to, like, put everything in context. And even answering the question, I feel like I was realizing some things about me. And even though I wasn't thinking about the answers a day before, like, ooh, what would I answer? The fact that it was so on the spot is kind of, I feel like it was real. I just, maybe looking back, maybe I should have done the 4 minutes. Maybe I'd have a boyfriend right now.
Right. Let me read a little part of it, like towards the end of this article. But I see now that the story isn't about us. It's about what it means to bother to know someone, which is really a story about what it means to be known. It's true you can't choose who loves you, although I've spent years hoping otherwise, and you can't create romantic feelings based on convenience alone. Science tells us biology matters. Our pheromones and hormones do a lot of the work behind the scenes. But despite all this, I begun to think love is more pliable thing that we make it out to be. The study taught me that it's possible, simple even, to generate trust and intimacy. You're probably wondering if he and I fell in love. Well, we did. Although it's hard to credit the study entirely, the study did give us a way into the relationship that feels deliberate. We spent a few weeks in the intimate space we created that night and waited to see what would become. Love didn't happen to us. We're in love because we each made the choice to be. So it's like falling in love from there. But I feel
like this is like something that happens naturally, though. Because obviously, if you're absolutely not interested, nothing's going to happen. But of course, if you open up and you find the person that is interesting, you're not necessarily choosing. You just decided to open up and turns out the person was a good fit, you know? Mm-hmm. Like she says, physical features matter. And like, it's not just, how do you think you're going to die? Oh, me too. Great, you know?
Made to each other. So let's move on from this and let me ask you guys, do you guys believe in love? In love as a physical, like being in love, yeah. Not loving someone.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
When people talk about love, it's like, to me, I believe in loving someone very much. I believe in having special feelings for somebody in particular. But as it being something, being love, I don't know if you guys understand. No. I don't think it exists.
I'm not 100% sure what you're saying. For me, when I think of like being in love, obviously you believe in loving someone. You can love somebody, you love your family, you love your friends. But there's different categories of love and there's different types of love. And I guess in my head, I think of like in love just being like that top love. I can't even say that top love because there's lots, like there's a top love you have for your parents and your family where like, you know, those people are your children. Well, but then there's also that love where you have for somebody that you don't need to have it for. I mean,
like somebody that's not related to you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but you can, but that's what friends are. No?
Right. But so you're saying each and every one of your friends that you consider you quote unquote love, because I mean, I'm sure you have more than one friend that you like care for and you love, you would clean their dirty underwear? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they would, like, no, but like, how do I say this? Like, there's just things like.
Think about it. I had a UTI.
I'm saying clean their dirty underwear. I'm making it sound like I clean dirty underwear. I don't. So they're scrubbing underwear.
Let's just all come here and dump our dirty underwear.
You know what I mean? Like, that I would be willing to tolerate the shitty shit.
Right. Like, because like, it's tough living, like, sharing your life with somebody.
Yeah, no.
And as much as there's a lot of people out there I love, don't know how many of them. So I don't know. There has to be something more to just loving somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, if I choose to live my life with someone in particular, yes, I'll be tolerable and to the shitty shit that they do. Shitty shit. I would be a little bit more tolerable than everybody else. Like, I'm not forced to, like, wash your feet, you know?
Right.
Because why? She's making me eyes. Do it.
I have amazing feet.
But if I choose to, let's say, like, have a guy and I'm like, you know what, let's make a life together, then I would. But to think that I loved him differently than everybody else,
but you kind of do though, because for me the way I see it is I love my friends very, very much. A few that are very important, and I would wash their dirty underwears as well. Like, I don't give a shit. But I don't need to see them every day. Whereas when you're in love, you need that person close.
Exactly.
Not every day, but you want them closer much more and much more often.
It's a need.
It's like, c'est viscéral.
Yes, but think about it, if you chose one of your friends, forget about the fact that they have a vagina, but like, let's say a guy friend, you choose to have him as your one and only, let's say, that need would get created no matter what.
No, I don't think so. That's why I break up with people, because they stop being that person for me, you know? And then it's like there are other things that come into play, but fundamentally, if I was still in love with them, the things that start bothering me would not bother me. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean by how like your love grows over time. Like,
yeah.
You definitely can't meet somebody in the first 5 minutes and be like, I'm so in love with you. Like,
no. But some people think that.
Right, exactly. So I think maybe like, very romantic I think you can be infatuated with somebody, the idea of somebody right away. But I agree that love grows over time. But you can definitely fall in love over time. Like, I do believe, like, you can be in love with somebody over time. Like,
is it called in love? I don't think
like,
so. Well,
exactly. So, like, really, so we're just putting titles on things. So you just don't agree with the title.
Maybe that's okay, it. Because people are like, yes, you love this person, but are you in love with this person? But to me, it's like, it's the same thing.
No, I don't think so. Because I'm using in love and love as, like, just different categories. Because me just saying, like, you're in love, like, it's more than just, like, yeah, I know, I love them, I really care for them, like, my heart. To be in love with that need.
Do you think that you can, like this girl said, do you think you can control who you love? Or you just think that it happens?
I think it happens. I think, let's say you fall for someone, and then you develop this long-term love feeling, because in the beginning it's lust. You think you're in love, but it's really, it's lust. And then that eventually could grow into actual love, or it just could end there. You know? It grows into something else, I think you make the decision to be more tolerant and to become a better person, because there's still a part of you somewhere, even if you're like, meh, having a bad week or month or year even in a relationship. I think that you're still willing to put up with a lot of stuff because fundamentally you are in love with that person.
I do think that you can, depending on your frame of mind, feel different things for somebody. Like, you can definitely, like, put your frame of mind to maybe not fall in love with somebody, but to definitely, I guess, respect somebody, which can definitely lead to love. But I still think there has to be, I guess, maybe a little something. I don't know. Because, you know what? My mom and stepfather, actually, when they, like, kind of first started dating, like, my mom had, like, no interest. Like, he kind of pursued her, and it was
asking. Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he, like, asked enough times that she was finally like, fuck, fine, I will go out with you one time. And it just kind of started out as friends. And she even told me, she goes, I had, like, no, like, sexual feelings towards it. And that grew with time. When she got to know him, they became best friends. And then she kind of fell in love with him over time. But she definitely fell in love with him eventually. But it did happen over time. But there still has to be, like, I guess, like, you can't hate the person, right? You can't, like, fall in love with somebody you hate, but definitely.
But you know how sometimes the context is perfect and the guy on paper is perfect, and then to yourself, you're like, okay, maybe I should choose, you know, make that decision of being in a relationship with that person, even though I'm not technically in love, sort of thing. And then it might never grow. It might never become anything. And you were just not true to yourself. For your mother, let's say, she never made the commitment. She was like, it's fine, whatever, we'll be friends. And then eventually it...
But again, I also think that was her frame of mind at the time. She was recently divorced. She had kind of decided she was boycotting men. So her frame of mind wasn't looking to love anyone.
No.
You know what I mean? So it was kind of like, no, no, no. And this guy was kind of just like, you know, let me in. And I think she kind of changed her frame of mind a little bit. And that's...
But that's a perfect example that love doesn't just happen, right?
No,
she worked at it
works,
and she let it in. And, and then
definitely.
It just...
I think maybe you're relating in love being with, like, love at first sight. But you agree that you can fall in love over time.
It's like, I don't feel like I feel really any different towards the man that I'm with and everybody else. But it's probably because of the fact that, like, I don't have an addictive personality and I don't get attached to people, like, at all. If somebody leaves me, like, the next day,
Shmafu,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't care. So it's like, I don't get attached to people. So the feeling that I have for a guy that I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with or whatever isn't necessarily that different than the love that I have for, like, you guys, say.
Right.
You know, like, I care about if you guys were to die tomorrow and he were to die tomorrow, I'd probably feel the same way. Okay. I'd probably be just as upset. It's true that because I live with him, let's say, there's a bigger gap. I think it's a big difference between, am I missing his love or am I missing l'habitude?
His
presence. Like, his presence more than anything. Right. I feel like it's two different things. And I feel like that people that say I'm in love with somebody get that confused a lot. Like, they think that, oh my God, I need this person in my life and I need them to be there and this and that. And I feel like they get it confused between, it's like, it's not really love. I think you're just used to this guy so much that it's like, it becomes a drug, basically.
Yeah,
it's not love, though. It's because you're so used to this person.
Yeah, but we can't know how.
For sure we can know.
We can't know. And I'm very like, blah, blah, whatever, I don't need anybody and I'm fine and I love being single and whatever, but I am a hopeless romantic in the sense that I swear to God, this is how I want to get married. I want to meet somebody and within 4 months we get engaged and then 2 months later we're married and like, fuck, who cares if I get divorced in like 3 years, you know?
Right.
At least I will have lived this moment very, very passionately and I don't give a shit.
Right.
You know what? It doesn't matter if you get the in love feeling confused with the lust and the like passion that you have in the beginning, or of what you think is love and what isn't love. It's like, you know, you live it your own way.
I completely agree. Who cares? In the end, it really doesn't matter.
No.
But I feel like...
I don't believe that there is one person for each other.
Personally, like soulmates.
Soulmates, like I don't think that exists. I think great for you if you found someone, and I see old people that are in love and I'm like, that's really beautiful. But I really don't think that's going to happen to me. And I don't think I don't think we're monogamous in the sense that we only spend our life with like one person. I think you spend a part of your life with someone and then you move on.
Because you change and you grow. You change
and you grow.
I heard the average person falls in love 6 times in their lifetime.
Oh, really?
6 times.
Shit.
I have 6 times left. Hooray!
I was like counting in my head. I'm like, oh.
It probably also depends on the person. Like, obviously, yeah. Like, you two seem obviously extremely opposite. Like, so obviously, like, maybe like Sloane just gives a part of her heart easier. Like, where you're kind of like waiting to give the whole heart. You know what I mean? Where she's like kind of give a part. And it's like, oh, that part went with that guy, but that's okay because I still got other parts to give, and it was fun while it lasted. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
So it might just kind of be a perception kind of.
Maybe. I don't think. Maybe I don't give it at all.
That's what I'm saying. You're still waiting to give your heart, like, because you haven't given any yet.
Do you even have a heart? Bitch, this is mine. Fuck that.
That's true. But I'm not a cuddler. I don't cuddle.
You don't cuddle? I love to cuddle.
I have like moments where I'm like, urgh, oh, I'm like glued to you, and then, ugh, okay. Like, I'm done. When it's done, then whatever. But at night, I don't cuddle.
Yeah, I like to cuddle, but not to sleep. I have to, like, I have to, my face can't be covered at all. I have to.
Mm. Oh, no, not to sleep. To sleep, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like,
just to cuddle? You like to cuddle.
Mm-mm. Okay.
My best cuddle was with a gay guy. I was like, okay, I don't mind.
No, but cuddle is, like, it's not, it doesn't have to be anything sexual. You're just, like, there, you know?
I know, but I really don't usually like it.
Okay.
Now, that's a really serious conversation. We need to, like, talk about sex or something soon, because we're going
to
lose
a lot. We need to edit a lot of this, like, you know, okay, too depressing. Oh, okay, too depressing.
I actually wanted to bring up another thing.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't know. That sounded like I need to bring up something else.
I mean, we still have quite a few minutes. So how about this? I wanted to talk about breakups.
It sucks.
It does suck a lot. Awesome, Tron and I broke up.
No.
I had to mention it because if I talked about another guy, I'd be like, what a slut, she's cheating. No, I'm not. But this made me think about the fact that it's like, yeah, okay, breakup sucks, but it happens, who cares? But are you the type of person that likes to do the breakup, or do you rather be broken up with?
Oh, everybody wants to do the breakup. Are you shitting me?
Really?
Well, yeah, no, I don't agree with that. Yeah.
See? Because you have the bigger end of le bâton.
I know, but then you're the asshole out of it.
You're not the asshole, because you're leaving someone does not make you an asshole.
No, but you feel like the asshole.
No, it's just, it's like, it's not meant to be. If the other person thinks you're an asshole, it's like, you'll feel like shit, and it's sad, and you'll feel a little bit bad, but like, I'd rather break up and feel fine.
Right.
Than being broken up with and feel like, oh, fuck, you know?
I don't like doing the breaking up because then I feel like the asshole, yeah.
But why would you feel like an asshole? Because a relationship doesn't work out doesn't mean anybody's an asshole. It's not working out and that's it.
I'd rather just act like a bitch until they broke up with me and then I'm like, okay, bye.
Oh my God, how much time you've wasted. No fucking wonder you were in a relationship for like 6 years. You know?
I know, he wouldn't let go. I gave him so many signs.
Gotta give him that.
Oh, no.
I respect for his patience.
I'd rather leave, yeah. I get that the other person might be hurt, but...
It sucks hurting people.
It sucks hurting people, but I'd rather hurt someone than not being fucking happy, you know?
What a murderer. Did you hear that? I'd rather hurt someone
and kill them.
Than what? Get hurt.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Do I?
Yeah.
Raw. Okay, well, whatever. I brought it up.
Yeah. Okay, do we have fun facts?
Oh, yeah. So I asked you guys this week, find 2 facts.
You said one or two. I only have one.
One or two. Okay. That's fine.
I love how you have those random. Oh, by the way, did you guys see the new Man of My Dreams? This guy has tattoos. He's a ginger. He has a beard. Ugh, he's like...
You like gingers?
I do. What are you talking about?
Because you're a ginger? But you deny your gingerness.
I'm not a ginger. I really am not.
But... You are so a ginger. Your hair was like bright orange when you were growing up. It's not my style, personally. Oh, it's
totally my style.
He's way too muscular.
I kind of feel like any guy with that body and a beard can be that guy, no? Like, I kind of feel like...
No.
Like, we can line up a whole bunch of them and only, like, tell the difference
by
their eyes.
Look at his little eyes and his,
exactly,
hair.
His little eyes is all you can see of him. His face is covered by hair.
Oh, whatever. And then I figured there's hope because I'm going to his home country, right?
Oh, yeah. When are you leaving?
Probably October. So
here, you know, Brooke, you were saying that you're going to fuck up the podcast because now you decided to fucking get pregnant.
Right.
And what about that? She's leaving.
Oh, God.
You're going to fucking be by myself here.
It's the Charlie show.
Welcome to the Charlie show. I do not have sex ever. Like, seriously, like, how boring is this podcast going to be?
I could still be here. I just can't drink.
I could still do it via
Skype.
Skype. And then eventually it'll, like, come up with, like, a Scottish accent. And,
oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be so cool.
We can see, like, the progression of it on the show.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
So we'll be looking for a fourth person.
Right.
To have in studio. And that way you can do it from the remote, too.
She's like, you're going to replace me.
Well, come on. You're going to leave for a year.
Two years?
But you're moving there permanently.
Well, it's a 2 years.
Wait a minute. I was not aware of this.
The visa is 2 years.
Two full years?
It's 2 full years. And then after that, I want to apply for the one in Ireland. That's also 2 years.
No, I don't accept. I just became single again.
Too many changes.
Too many changes. I could move, but no, I don't want to move. Why not? My home and I like my puppies. I just want to stay.
Well, you can move when they die.
Like in 10 years?
You don't know. Maybe they have cancer now.
Where are you moving to? You're going to go to Ireland and Scotland? And what the fuck happens to Brooke?
Exactly.
You have another baby. That's what
happens. Right. You just keep popping out babies over here in Montreal.
Oh my goodness, guys. Come on. Now fucking All Beer Inside comes in and we just cancel our show? What's happening here?
Okay, let's calm down.
Can we go back to our fun facts,
please?
First of
all, she's not pregnant and I'm leaving in 8 months.
Charlie's having a fucking breakdown over here on the show.
That's literally like 20 shows.
The whole world's falling apart.
And you're supposed to come with me when I move. When I leave.
That's true. I said that, eh?
But we'll see. It's so far away. Maybe I won't even get the visa. Maybe they'll say no, and then I'll be fucked.
I hope so.
Fuck you!
Shh, that was my inner thoughts. You shouldn't have heard that. There's no way you could have heard that.
Inner thoughts. This should be a segment. We should all have, like...
Inner thoughts?
Yeah, we should all, like, have one inner thought.
Write it down.
You're like,
that's so good.
Girl secret inner thoughts. Like, I wish my hair would cover my nipples. Because all girls just really want their hair long enough to cover their nipples.
I've had that thought before.
Haven't we all? We've all been in the shower and been like, one more inch is going to cover the nipples.
And I'm happy to say my hair does cover my nipples.
Mine does too! Success! My hair finally covers my nipples.
But why?
Why? Why would you not?
It's like Adam and Eve. It's like
very Alanis Morissette.
Oh,
right?
What are you gonna do? You're gonna go outside and be like, "But it covers it. We're good."
So that way, if you ever have one of those dreams where you show up at work and you forgot your shirt, you're like, "It's okay. My hair covers my nipples."
Because you show up at work forgetting your shirt
all the time.
Oh my God! I
feel the breeze on the way here.
Stop! I had that nightmare all the time. I'm always naked.
You only realize once you get to work.
Yeah.
Nobody stops you on the street going to work.
Oh, there's no shoes?
You do not get arrested, you know.
I forget my shoes.
No, I've never forgotten it. In real life, I have forgotten my shoes places before. Yeah. So
yeah. I went out in pantoufles, in slippers. My God. I went out and then I looked down the seat and I was like, oh my God. My slippers on. I mean, I felt so embarrassed. But I was at like the library studying or something, so it was okay. It was like right before the whole going out of your house in pajamas was cool.
Okay.
So I was like, maybe I just started the trend. Somebody saw me and they were like, hey.
Hey. So this is all because of you.
See? The trends are because of me.
Look at that.
That's what happens.
All right then.
Oh, how dare you guys all leave me.
I know. I'm not leaving you. I'm just getting pregnant for like 9 months.
Same thing. We just have to win the lottery. That's it.
Exactly. That's all. That's doable, right?
That's doable.
Happens all the time.
All the time.
Happens to someone every week.
Yeah.
It's a good way to think
of it. I have 4 tickets to check.
Check.
4. So I believe in balance. So if something really bad happens, there has to be something really good that happens.
That's good.
So when Austin Trump broke up with me, I bought a lottery ticket. So I might be a millionaire.
So now she's a millionaire.
Shit, man.
Could be. When we had your birthday party, I did your cake and I specifically said it out loud, which I shouldn't have because that made the balance thing happen. Oh. So I said, oh my God, this day is going fantastic. I had a meeting and my cake is like working out great with the timeline of your birthday party. The second I said that, I left for another meeting and I came back and my dogs ate 3 entire chicken carcasses, like bones and everything.
Oh my gosh.
And
they were sick.
They weren't sick, oh, but I was afraid that there was going to be an internal blockage, right, and I had to bring them to the vet. I called the vet and I was like, what am I going to do? Like, chicken bone is the worst thing you could ever give to a dog.
I thought it was chocolate.
No, no, no. It's so hard to break a cooked chicken bone that it can go through their intestines.
Punctures. Yeah, it can puncture.
Puncture.
That can happen too. So I called the vet and the vet said, bring them in.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't. So I risked my dog's life for your birthday party.
Oh my gosh, I'm so special.
So,
they're still alive though.
Because, but think about it now. You wouldn't have any dogs and you can move with me.
That's true. What a heartless bitch. Okay. But this goes with the balance thing. I said that something was going so well, so something bad happened.
Right.
So then now, this week, something bad happened, so I bought a lottery ticket. So it has to work, right?
And now you're a millionaire.
And now I'm a millionaire.
I kind of like that idea.
You don't believe in balance? You never thought about it before?
I look at it more as karma. But
no, but it's not the same thing.
But to me, it's like, if I do something, it's going to come, like something good, it's going to come back to me. And if I do something shitty, I'm like, yeah, well, I've had shit come my way anyway, so whatever.
But that's karma. But I believe that if something really bad happens to you, or something you consider bad, then there's going to be a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Something really good that day or the day after is going to happen to you. So it's two different things. And it works because every time there's something really shitty that happens, something really good happens. Or something that really, really, most of the time, it's something really, really good happens. And I think about it and I realize it as really, really good. Boom. Something bad happens. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, you fucking balance.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you have too many extremes, though. Because I'm like, you know.
Again, it's perception.
Well, yeah, it's perception because, I mean, a normal person wouldn't consider me finishing Brooke's cake in time.
A great success,
right? I was like, oh my God, it's amazing. And then my dogs eat chicken carcasses and I'm like, no. So, yeah, so it's perception for sure. But I believe in, like, every time I had something bad happen, something good happened.
Yin and yang.
I just wait for it. There you go. So I'm a millionaire.
You're a millionaire.
Let's just say this.
Long story short, you're a millionaire.
So can we move this show to Scotland if you're a millionaire?
If I'm a millionaire, damn straight. We'll fly in every week. Fuck.
We'll do the podcast from there.
From there.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So let's talk about our fun facts. This week, I emailed you guys and said, let's find little fun facts to talk about each other. And then I turned into a baby.
It actually works well with my first fun fact.
Okay, so what's your fun fact? Let's go. Try to wow us.
Wow us.
Oh, see, my facts aren't going to wow anyone. They're just, like, good to know.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, have you ever wondered why?
Yeah, I'm not going to wow anybody, but because we're going, like, voices. I'm not okay, left-handed. Okay,
this looks like it's going to, like, oh my God, this isn't going to go well.
I'm not left-handed.
You want me to do it? I'm left-handed.
See how much more control I have with my right
thank
one?
Thank you. Okay, that's good. Thank you.
It's not that I'm drunk. It's just that I'm right-handed.
I'm not drunk. I'm just right-handed.
Okay, so did you guys know that in the mid-1980s, Fergie, we all know Fergie.
We all know Fergie.
She was the voice of Charlie Brown's sister, Sally.
What?
No,
didn't know that. That wowed me.
Wow. That wowed me.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so we're just going to take turns going around the table?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
We should do bi-monthly contests of
wows.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Well, I didn't know it was a competition. I would have fucking dug a little harder.
I just got 1 point.
I literally just pulled something out of my ass.
Pardon, Brooke, but if you read your text message properly, I said...
Challenge? We're challenging
each other? There's a challenge. Okay, I'll say one. Did you know that the dot over an I is actually called a title?
Oh, didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Yay.
I can't say that I'm amazed, though.
But you didn't know, right?
I didn't know.
I get point.
Okay. I have my next one so ready.
Oh, my God. I feel like you guys, like, knew about this challenge.
You could steal some of mine if you want.
Okay, actually, you know what? Did you see anything else? Do you guys know which is the only mammal that lays eggs?
I feel like you're going to say it, and I'm going to be a turtle.
Turtle's not a fucking mammal. It's a reptile, an amphibian or something. It's not a mammal. That's all I know.
What is it? What is it?
Well, are you going to guess or no?
No, I don't want to guess. Okay. I'm stupid.
The platypus.
The what?
A platypus. It lays eggs?
Yeah, and it's a mammal.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Is a platypus there? Like the
I don't know what you said, but what you're doing with your hands sounds right. Like a duck-billed platypus.
Ornithorhyne.
A horny torn? horny taurin?
Something along those lines.
A horny taurin.
Okay.
Tell Jen about that.
Are you ready for mine?
Yeah, go.
We all know that sleeping through winter is hibernation, right?
Yeah.
Sleeping through summer is estivation.
Oh.
Why would anyone want
but
to sleep
does anybody
through,
sleep through summer?
I feel like some animals would probably do.
Maybe like polar bears
or something.
Because
it's too hot, yeah.
Right? Oh, that's kind of true. Because animals do go into hiding when it's too hot, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
This is going to blow your mind. Ready? No, in a bad way, though. Ready? Okay. Did you know that the Samsung Smart TV, the new smart TVs, sends recording of everything you say in front of TV to a third party according to the privacy
agreement?
Note to self, don't buy a Samsung.
So they record everything you say in front of them and send it to a third party.
Wow.
How scary is that?
That is scary.
Fucking scary.
On that note, I've also heard of, and for this reason, I actually have a sticker on my webcam on my laptop that there was a high school that had apparently, like, all their kids in the school or whatever had laptops to do their work and stuff on, and the school is monitoring the kids at home through the webcam on this laptop. Yeah. And the
I school, feel like that's not right.
It's not right. There was a whole,
it's
like,
illegal,
Dateline exclusive on it because, like, the parents were like, what the fuck? Like, that's my job, first of all.
Yeah.
And, like, you're in my kid's bedroom.
That's like,
yeah,
fucking predator alert.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It was a big thing.
Oh, I didn't want to do that.
I loved your look of, like, oh.
I really didn't think it would rain. And I really didn't think it was going to rip so easily. Anyway.
Damn.
So sad.
Oh, okay.
Tape.
Oh, yeah. See, it's
okay. Good staple. Okay. I really didn't think it was going to
rip. Or a staple?
Staple.
Oh, my God. It's going to look like a stitcher.
That's fine.
Okay,
it's
go.
It's my belly after a C-section.
Go, Brooke.
Okay.
Oh, that's gross.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you guys know why our fingers get pruny in the bathtub?
I did.
You did? You're ruining this for me.
Okay,
I don't know.
I'm
joking. No, actually, I want to know why, if you're reading the same as what I read.
Oh.
That looks so horrible.
Fail. That's like Frankenstein.
How did you not learn to staple? I did it right. I swear. It just shifted. Okay.
Right.
No, I know why. I read it.
To keep the hydration in your body. To...
Tell me. I forgot. Tell me. You win.
What about your toes? You don't need grip with your toes.
Well, yeah, if you were walking underwater. Look, okay?
Okay.
It does what?
Never mind swimming.
Well, no,
swimming?
But even, like, say, if you're swimming.
Swimming.
If you're walking, what? If you're, like, walking in water, you need, like, grip, don't you? Like, on, like, say, a pool cement surface.
It is. It's because
it's cement.
It's
you don't
fucking
need...
cool, okay?
No, but it's true, though. Like, obviously, in our lifetime, we don't need gripping, right? Because of the fact that, well, you
but
know.
But when
what
we're
are you
running
do?
In streams
but
after fish.
If you think about evolution and the fact that maybe the world wouldn't have existed if we didn't develop it, if we were still animals, it would have became very useful.
Okay.
Let's say, what do you mean? If we lived in nature, this could have became very useful for
us. You're not going to catch more fish because your fingers are all wrinkly.
Maybe you would.
I guess we'll have to try.
So it improves your grip. That's cool.
I have another one that I think is kind of cool.
Go.
Did you guys know that Janis Joplin, in her will, she said there is $2,500 left there for all my friends to have a ball after I'm gone.
A what?
A ball. A party. Well, after she
a
was
ball.
Gone.
Okay.
So, like, instead of... She reserved a party. And that's, like, in, what, 67 she died? Or 72? Anyway, somewhere in there. That's a lot of money. $2,500?
That was a good party. That's a lot of money now for a party. I'm sorry. Somebody was, like, $25.
Yeah, but, like, everybody...
$25,000.
Everybody got drunk and high and whatever and partied their life for her.
It's a lot of
I
want
to do that. I wish I had that much money to leave you guys so that you guys can party.
Awesome.
That's true. That is really good.
Yeah.
I have to write my will.
You're
anyway.
Still traumatized about this page.
I know. It's like I'm trying to put it together. Okay, last one. Did you know that in 2012, a couple, just for fun and just because it was funny, invited Queen Elizabeth as a joke to their wedding?
And she showed up?
No.
Yeah.
I did that with my old boss and she showed up too.
She showed up.
Really?
No
How
way.
Awesome would that be?
If I ever get married, I am inviting her and we'll see what happens.
I'm inviting Prince Harry. Fuck the queen.
Yeah, he like parties hard.
Does he?
Oh, slowness a thing. Oh.
I have a thing.
He's a ginger. Because
he's a ginger.
For Ed Sheeran too?
Ew, no.
He's the ginger of all gingers.
It's too bad because he writes like the best love songs and you
That's too gingery for you?
You picture him being like very good. Well, I mean, I like gingers that are good looking. I don't like gingers because they're like, ginger.
Ginger can't be the only qualification.
Wait, okay. I didn't know gingers were good looking.
I didn't know those two things went into the same.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
Let me Google this shit.
It was a joke.
Oh, she's going to Google hot gingers? Is that it? Okay, show us.
Come on, timer.
Okay, so
we surprised all of us. So the reason why I wanted you guys to find facts is because I always wondered every time I wash the dishes, I'm like, how clean are really my dishes when I'm washing them by hand?
Right. Do we really want to know this though?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, I want to surprise them. Like, oh, let's find facts, and then I'll find a funny fact of the fact that it's like 10%. Clean, right. You know? This but it turns out that it's pretty clean.
It's pretty clean. Yeah. Oh, okay.
This guy's not even my type, but I still think he has a pretty face.
Yeah, he has a pretty face.
Yeah, he's just like, he's not my type. He has like, there's no lips. I don't know.
He has lips just the same color as his skin.
Right!
Okay, what about this guy?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
Yeah.
He has abs and shit.
Yeah.
Marathon. I'm in the abs section.
It's true. There's definitely
very so pretty much anyone gingers. That has abs, it's okay. You can be like,
but I wouldn't date somebody who has abs. What? I would feel so insecure.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I'm working on my abs to be able to date someone that has abs, right?
Exactly.
I'm not motivating myself to get abs. I'm just going to lower my standards.
I don't want the pressure.
That was
the funniest hiccup ever.
I have hiccups now. And I'm burping. Okay, and that's sexy. Mm. Hear that, boys? That was not a burp. If I wouldn't have said that, people would have thought it was a burp.
It's a burp, yeah.
Okay, timer. Okay, guys, time to go to the drunken station.
What's the drunken station song?
I went all like...
You didn't make any noise, Brooke. You just shook your head for like 20 minutes.
And I went like all like fucking...
I was making my lips do a thing.
Yeah, that was weird.
See, and if it would have said anything, I couldn't have done that.
So can I just say that, Brooke, you told everybody to fuck off last season?
I don't remember doing that. Last season, last episode. I don't remember doing that. But I really hope nobody took that bad, because I call everyone I love fuck faces.
No, but you said
I'm sorry, you've never called me fuck face.
Really? I'm sure I have, because when I leave here, I'm sure I'm like, all right, fuck faces. No?
Yeah, but I'm always the first one to leave.
Right.
No, she always waits for the bus. That's not true. I always have, and my cab gets here.
Yeah, the bus gets here before your cab.
What? I always leave first. Maybe I'm just so drunk I don't realize.
Maybe.
It's possible. I don't remember a half the
all,
last half of our
all one aside.
Yeah. I wonder if one day I'll start saying all one aside.
Listen, the reason this podcast exists is because I said it in real life.
I know.
A few times we were trying to have a serious conversation while drinking wine, and you kept like, okay, all wine aside, guys.
Seriously.
Seriously,
and,
though.
It made us laugh, and we started this podcast. Okay, so no. That's nice.
That was one of the dogs.
No, that was me.
Okay, so all this to say that because you called everybody like, oh, guys, you have to fucking...
Apparently I called you guys
tweet fuck us, faces. Yeah. Fuck faces. And a lot of people actually did tweet us in comments.
So apparently you need to insult them.
You guys like the tough love.
I know, exactly. So
backhand you guys a little bit to communicate with us.
So let's go through it, okay? Shall we?
Yeah, we got a lot. I have some notes here too.
Yeah, so let's start with something that we actually got last week and then we never got to first. We're going to, like episode 5 maybe or 4, we asked AA... to elaborate on a drunken story.
Right, you're right.
Right?
We never got to mm-hmm. that.
So, let's see how long this is. It's pretty long. Okay.
Did you not pre-read it?
Not really.
Okay.
So, this story takes me back to my youth. I was 21.
Do you want me to read it?
No, let me try.
Okay.
I was 21 and legal to purchase and drink alcohol, and my younger sister and her college friends were not. Because he's in the States. So it's 21, right. It's not 18. Yeah,
it. It's 18 here, fuckers.
The one thing we have going for us.
Right.
One of our friends was coordinating a party in the summer, and it was my assignment to purchase the alcohol of the party. So, which people give money to, he says. I remember showing up at the party with my future wife.
Oh.
And since the hostesses were so grateful for my services, gave me whatever I wanted to drink for free. I still remember to this day, I got so drunk so fast. What I do remember... was I was on top of my future wife's car I think I was trying to leave or stay. I can't remember.
That's why he was on top of the car instead of inside of it.
But I do remember my sister up on the car with me, so I am guessing I was trying to leave and she would not let me. Then at some point, I lost the contact on the car and then found it. Oh, okay.
You found it?
He found
that's
it.
That's kind of impressive. Yeah, that's impressive.
It's pretty impressive. Because thinking
back, did he lose it in his eye?
Oh my god!
Maybe. Ow. That happened to me. All- you don't wear contacts, eh?
You know, I used to wear colored contacts in high school because I'm cool like that. And I've lost them in like behind my eye, in the corner of my eye, yeah. And stuff before. Okay. Right now.
Because thinking back, I do remember holding it in my hand on the ride home.
Oh, so now, he even found it while he was drunk, too. That's extra impressive.
Yeah, I know. Now, after this, most of the story has become a blur or rite of passage due to the fact that it was my first time my future wife drove me home as I was puking out the passenger door.
Oh!
Of course.
Don't worry, she has gotten back to me many times after this.
I'm sure she has.
I remember getting home and my future wife supporting me in the house. My second to youngest brother was celebrating his birthday. If I had to guess, it was probably his 11th or 12th birthday party.
Oh, wow. Oh, Lord.
With a sleepover at his friend's. Nothing dramatic. And they were all still up. But my mom, single mom at the time, was in bed. I remember getting into the bathroom. Must have put my contact away at this point. And then remember puking and wanting to sleep in the bathtub. My future wife left to go home to her house. No, this is also the first time I have ever blacked out. Because I remember going to sleep in the bathtub on the main level with all my clothes on. Okay. But waking up in the bedroom that was in the basement totally naked. Except still wearing my socks, sleeping with my head at the foot of the bed, and my feet were on the pillow.
Oh my
god. Wow, okay.
That's comfortable.
I remember thinking, oh shit, how did I get downstairs? And what did this young kid
like, oh was he gosh. Naked on the way or was he naked downstairs?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
The stories about- they went home with the next
I know.
Day.
I never got an answer until years later where one of the kids at the party was drinking age and my other brother's wedding
so
told
years
me.
Years later.
Yeah, years later, that one of my older brothers told me that I was one of his idols. No one saw me leave the bathroom and go up downstairs, but my brother's friend told me years later that, yeah, you came home so drunk, went into the bathroom and was puking and puking and puking. And he said, I told myself when I grow up, I want to be just like this.
Aim oh, high, kid, great. Aim high.
Oh, great. I created a party animal, he says. So, that's my story, how I lost a contact on the roof of the car. Puked multiple times on the drive home. Blacked out in the bathtub. Later woke up somewhere else naked. And created a party animals out of someone else.
Aww.
But it doesn't explain how you lost the contact.
No.
You think he could have figured, like, he does not realize how he lost that contact.
He doesn't even...
I'm just really impressed he found it.
I know. I'm impressed he only blacked out twice in his life. That happens to me, like, so often. I find like I black out much more easier now.
Yeah, for sure, because you're getting older.
Is that
getting
it?
Old.
Yeah, for sure. It has to be. Has to be. Our body is not as reactive anymore.
Oh,
like you put a bunch of shit in it and it's like, whoa, dude.
I need
the
to,
fuck you doing?
I need to whip it into shape.
Yo.
Yo.
And now I'm back. So we could do it together.
I know.
Yay.
That's gonna be awesome.
See, you got your wish, bitch.
I didn't wish for this, though.
Yes, you did.
I did not. I was happy for you, and I'm sad that you were sad, but I am like...
She actually texted me. She's like, I'm sad that you're sad, but I'm actually kind of happy that you're single. I'm like, that's nice. Thank you.
Honest.
I'm here crying, and you're happy.
Honest.
No, but I did say I'm sad that you're sad, and I never wished for you to not be in a relationship.
I know. It just happened. Who cares?
But now that you're not, I'm not going to say I'm...
Okay, Old School sent us a question specifically to Sloan.
Oh.
He sent us an email. Yeah. Ready? He goes, my question is for Sloan.
Oh, I'm scared.
Being the more liberal member of the panel.
I like that I am.
In quotes. I'd like to get your 2 cents on a very heavily debated bar discussion I had a few months back with a bunch of friends. One being the prude Charlie. Yes, I was there. Surprisingly, I didn't answer how you would think I answered. Anyways. One. He says, as technology consistently evolving, robots are becoming more and more intelligent and lifelike. If in like 10 years, they come out with a fuckbot, okay,
mm-hmm.
that is very realistic looking, and your future husband or boyfriend, whatever, were to have sex with a female robot, would you consider it cheating? If the answer to question one is yes, Would you accept it more if the robot looked exactly like you? I.e., he fucks the robot when you're away on a business trip. And three, would you consider a vibrator to be a type of robot?
Oh!
Okay, no, I don't think it's cheating because it's not a fucking person.
But it looks like a person.
Yeah, but it's not a person. Okay. I don't think it's cheating.
Okay.
You can't fall in love. You're not going to fucking bring that robot to a restaurant. So no, it's not cheating.
And I brought... how you judge?
Yeah.
Can I bring it to a restaurant? Okay, we're good. bring your dildo to a restaurant? You will take the risotto.
So, no, that's not cheating. I actually think...
Did you see that?
Yeah.
She shoved it in the risotto.
What else? Are you going to order the risotto for the dildo and just leave it there? Or not?
You have to feed it. Or you eat it with the dildo, you know.
Now that's special.
So no, I don't think a robot is cheating because it's not a human. And second, I don't think I would want it to look like me because then that's just weird.
Yeah, why not just use you at that point?
Yeah, and honestly, even if you're on a business trip or whatever, kiss, you can't fucking like leave it in your pants for like 2 days if
guys
you're gonna
can't sometimes.
You might as well
no, but
just
sometimes they just
they can't.
I know, but that's what I mean. So you might as just
fuck,
you know,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. It's a fucking robot. Whatever. I'm gonna have my own robot at that point too.
Robot.
I'm gonna have.
I really like that question though. Do you consider a vibrator a robot?
Do you?
No.
I didn't until he asked that.
No, it is kind of a robot.
It's a motorized.
It's a penis
item.
That can do something that not all penises can do. Not all that no penis can do. It vibrates.
Especially Frank, true. My dildo there. That fucking twists weirdly.
Did you also call your plant Frank as well as your dildo?
No, I think I called it Tom, which
that bothers
is weird.
Me.
I know. But it was before we started the podcast. Right. So what are you going to do? I killed Tom, so you're fine. Tom. Okay. Tom, you're safe. Okay. So, yeah. So I actually answered the same thing. I didn't consider it teaching.
Teaching?
I didn't consider it teaching. I also didn't consider it cheating.
Yeah.
I said it was weird.
Yes. Right.
But oh, it's
no,
not
I don't
cheating.
Think it's weird. I don't think it's weird.
Well, if he has a full on person, like.
Yeah, but what if it's full common then? You don't know. You'd have one. Everybody robot? Has their robot.
Yeah, but what do you do? Do you imagine the day that becomes common? Like, where do you put him? Like, on the side of your bedroom, sitting on a chair? Like, no, what's happening?
Probably,
there?
Like, in the closet, you know?
You just hide him in a closet? That's so mean.
Like, the male version, the female version in the closet for each other, you know?
Have you guys ever seen these real dolls?
Yeah,
they
look pretty good, actually.
Yeah, they look like real people.
But yeah, what about your dolls?
No, I was just asking that because really, we're talking about these robots like they don't exist, but these real dolls just don't move.
No,
because other than that, it's like a pretend human you have sex with.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah. They do really exist now. Obviously, they're not robots. Like, they don't move. I think I'd be freaked out, though, if it moved a little bit.
Yeah, but it's less effort for you, so what the fuck?
Is there really, like, is there a difference, say, between, like, a robot... a doll and like a fleshlight? Like, does it, like, the bigger it is, it makes it more real, or are you just like still having sex with something foreign? Like, I don't understand. Like, would it no, but like, would
no, this, it's like, so real
it, like, no, but like, does it make a difference, like, between
no, but that's what the
like,
question
like,
was.
If somebody finds, like, if they're like, yes, a robot's cheating, then like, is jerking off cheating?
No. So basically, it's the fact
like
that
porn
looked,
is not
they
cheating.
Looked real. I think it's the fact that it looked real. So he said, by the way, 80% of the guys did not consider it cheating, but like 90%
well, the guys, of course,
yeah,
not
wait,
the girls. You
wait,
should be asking.
But 90% of the girls did consider
right.
it cheating.
What?
Wait, minus me because I didn't consider it.
And but you answered as me, or you answered as you?
No, I answered as me, Charlie.
Okay.
I said it's not cheating. It's weird, but it's not cheating.
I don't think.
And
it's
he goes,
weird.
One woman was okay with the robot looking like her,
right.
As long as the robot was 20 pounds
lighter,
heavier.
Right. Well, see, my thing is because if we're talking sex, like, I don't want this robot to do things that I'm not willing to do. You know what I mean?
Oh, because it's moving.
Right, exactly. Like, this
like
robot's
anal?
Like, yeah, like, this robot's willing to have her fist up her ass. Like, well, now my husband's going to choose a robot over me. Like, now this robot,
yeah, but,
this
yeah,
robot
but
looks
no.
like me,
no,
doesn't
I think
talk.
It's perfect.
Wait, but that's a good point.
No, but I think that's perfect. You have a robot that won't do the things that you do.
No, but wait.
I don't
but
want
then,
that, though. Because
no,
he's just
I
only gonna,
want that.
He's only going to sleep with the robot.
Yeah, he's only going to sleep with the robot.
Oh, come on. Everybody gets fed up by the same thing all the time forever.
I agree. But let's say, okay, I had an ex at one point where he was so obsessed with anal Okay. Mm-hmm. I never wanted to do it. It's like, you go there, I'll fucking punch you in the face.
Right.
Okay. But he would try.
But it's actually not that bad.
He would try.
It's horrible.
It's really not that bad.
She just say that she tried it.
It's horrible. I've tried it and it's horrible.
No, listen, so I'm not willing. Like,
I wouldn't do it with like a huge dick.
No, okay. But he was like completely willing. What if this robot wanted to, like, it's fucking human, but it's like okay with it, then he would always go to the robot.
Exactly.
That would suck.
I'd be like,
hey, honey, today I want to do anal, so I'm just going to use the robot.
Right, exactly. So
be like, fuck you, man.
Be like, okay, I'll get my vibrator.
You're with a guy. He's always going to want to sleep with someone, and then he'll have more energy to sleep with the robot. Like, Spuckum, I don't think it's a choice. I think it's like, I'll sleep with you, and then I'll sleep with the other one, and well, it doesn't matter.
I want him to be done and satisfied after me.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, yeah, but
to me, it makes me feel terrible if a guy
doesn't... Are you always done and satisfied after your husband and your boyfriend?
No, but it's... to make sure.
Wait, but it's different. Because girls are a little much more difficult. Like, I'm okay with not, finishing after sex, but obviously right. That's me, right? I'm well, weird like that.
I don't think it's realistic for girls to say
I feel absolutely terrible if a guy doesn't finish when he's having sex with me.
Right, of course. It's not done until the guy...
You don't?
Well, I want the guy to...
Finish?
Fun, yeah, but I also want to finish. Like, if I'm not done, you keep going.
Yeah, but considering the fact that I never did, I don't care, right? But if a guy doesn't finish when he's having sex with me, I'll be like, oh my God, that's terrible. Like, I suck. If he's going to go to the robot after me, I'll feel like a fucking piece of crap.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Charlie.
I don't know. I don't see it that way. To me, it's like, it's not even just you didn't do the job. It's like sometimes it just doesn't work and whatever. But you get the affection from the person, not from the robot.
So, that's true. Whatever. But at the same time, I don't know. Guys are so easy to make come. To me, it's like if he doesn't, that means they failed miserably.
Hold on. I was with a guy who would not come. It would take 2 hours and my vagina on fire and me being like, not having so much fun right now, you know? For really? Him to like, oh, okay. And then come.
Okay. And she shook.
Yeah. It was horrible.
But that's what I mean. Like, and isn't it terrible? But isn't it terrible? Like,
well, there you go. I'd rather I come. Man, you know, you want to like just go back and forth blah, 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 for like another hour? Go with your robot and come back when you're done.
But maybe you guys don't have very good sexual chemistry then.
Exactly.
But we did. It was very hot
and it was like we really like each other, but he would not come.
Yeah, but did you ever ask him why? Like, I would feel absolutely terrible. Right. Like, I'd feel like I'm a failure.
You're doing like, something wrong.
Wow, je vais pas pour sexy, là,
de bon. I didn't feel like I was a failure because it's not like I had trouble before to make guys come. And it's not like I had trouble afterwards to make guys come, you know? It's like...
Right. Okay, well, I mean, okay, so there you go, old school. That's your question.
Clearly, I'm the most liberal one. Yay to me!
Well, no, wait, I answered the same thing as you. Except if it was, like, fisting. I guess. Whatever. Okay, so we have another one from Piper the DJ.
Piper the DJ?
Yeah, new guy.
Is it a guy?
Yeah, it's a guy.
Oh, okay.
Hello, ladies. Being a guy that I am.
Do we know who this guy is?
He's from the Trending Mobile Technology. He has another podcast. Hello, ladies. Being the guy I am and the age I am, I have many impressions and myths concerning the female form. I think your podcast is the perfect setting to bring them to light, and you may either approve or disapprove by either impressions. Number one, women are more impressed by the stuff their guy has because, indirectly, they believe the guy will buy them more stuff.
Okay.
Wait. Explanation. On episode 5, it's not episode 5 though, it's 9. We just spoke about this.
That what?
The car. Ferrari.
You talked about old school and his Ferrari YouTube video. That was last episode, right?
Yeah.
Piper, come on. It's 9. Some American women are seriously that shallow.
Yeah.
Worse yet, some men fall for this belief. Your thoughts?
As we had all agreed last time, we were the best girls on earth.
Right. We aren't those
bitches. Because, like I said, and just before, I said, I don't care if as long as he looks beautiful and treats me right, I don't care if I'm the moneymaker, you know? It's like, fuck off, là, j'ai pas besoin, they're good.
As long as he looks beautiful.
As long as he looks beautiful. we're not materialistic, we're only vain.
But, okay, it's okay. Yeah, pretty much. A As long as you look beautiful, honey, you're good.
We don't care about what you have. You just have to be really hot.
No, but for real, I think that no car, no apartment, no nothing that you will own will really make it or break it for a girl that matters. If the girl's into arts and all you have is like pieces of paintings on your wall, even if they're not in beautiful frames or whatever, right. I think she'll appreciate that anyway. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like it goes with the kind of girls that you're looking for.
Right.
So basically when he said impressed by the stuff the guy has because indirectly they believe the guy will buy them more stuff.
That's it. What he's talking about is the valuable stuff, and clearly no. To me, it's like I'd rather you have a whole bunch of vintage stuff that's falling to pieces, but at least we'll have that connection and you'll have paintings on the wall or you'll paint on the walls or you'll
basically
be like,
things in common.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, the type of guys that like to have a lot of money and that want to buy a lot of stuff for girls will get the girls that want to get bought, you know, pretty much. Right. So it goes with what you're looking for.
Yeah.
To me, there are always going to be guys like that and there are always going to be girls like that. But what you really want is what you're going to project and you'll get the girl that fits your mold.
Right.
Didn't I just say that so amazing?
You did.
You did. It was like, perfectly. I don't even want to add anything to it.
All right, next question. Now let's move on.
That worked for me, man. Okay, Carp sent us a video.
This is funny.
Right? And he says, you need to watch this and discuss.
I didn't see that video.
Can we watch it? Because I didn't see the video.
I saw it a while ago. Yeah.
It's the porn thing?
Yeah, it's funny. Let's watch it.
The porn thing.
How do you know I've seen this?
You just spoke about it, like, before we started the show.
No, I was talking to you about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why I was just like, when was she talking? I was the one
I'm
talking
so sorry.
To you about it.
Okay, you're right.
67. I'm 69.
Oh, those people are so adorable.
They'd rather whack off.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to see that.
They can't look away from me.
Oh,
he's
the black girl's so funny.
Oh,
I like
he's a gentleman.
Oh, can I date him?
He's gonna die soon too.
That's maybe okay. I'll take rich. His money. Okay.
All right then.
So I think okay, let's discuss. That was so
that's funny.
Funny. There was two people that stood out. The guy that was like, ooh.
Into it. He was loving that.
A little bit too much. Yeah. Like, ooh, your limit, like, weird.
He was about to whip it out.
Oh, my God. He probably, yeah.
Probably. Like, I was like, are we going to see, like, a boner? Did he take his Viagra? And then there was this black girl who was like, mm-mm, that ain't right. Yeah. That ain't right.
She was funny.
That's funny. But what I'm taking back from all of this is... I was born in the wrong era.
Again.
It's like, to me, it's like the 50s and the 60s and the 70s were like really the good year. And now we're just kind of like polluting everything with, you know, all this exaggeration of what pleasure should be like. And that's exactly what I felt from this. Besides the one guy that was like
a little bit too into
creeping
it.
Creeping me out a little.
I don't have anything to say about this, do you?
No, I think it's funny. It's entertaining. It's
And by the way, I just want to say that anything you have, any subject, like, journalistically that you have, if you interview old, cool people,
it works.
It's always the best.
Old people are awesome.
They are. Yeah, and that was like funny, you were though. Saying, you were like, I can't wait to be old. And I'm like, I'm going to get a tattoo, like, probably across my chest when I'm, like, 70, saying forever 18, you know? And, like, fucking rock this shit out of it.
Yeah, I know.
That's in my to-do list.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
And you're gonna come with me.
Yeah, man, I'm straight. Yeah. AA says, tell Sloan to try probiotic pills over the counter.
I saw that and I was tempted to buy, but I don't know. I think I'm just gonna go see a doctor. I haven't yet, but I'm going this weekend. I have
an
appointment.
It's still not okay?
Still there a little bit.
How do you know if it's still there a little bit?
I smell it.
Oh my.
So you feel it. You smell it right. I started more graphic.
I started taking vitamins, like, you know, those vitamins, like, you
take every vitamin.
Yeah, like every vitamins on earth. My pee is like neon yellow.
Oh my God, doesn't it freak you out?
Neon.
I know.
It's like the first time, I'm like, oh my God.
My old
let's
vitamins.
Let's go WebMD.
Fucking course.
It's because,
and now you have cancer.
I know, I have cancer. Yeah, no. It's basically because you don't need that many vitamins in your body.
You're just peeing it out,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. But it's funny. Neon!
But did you know, now I'm UTI girl, but back in the day when I had
sounds like a superhero.
I'm UTI girl!
UTI!
I used to have them really, really bad, and they were really, really painful, and they would give me like those pain pills for the UTIs.
Yeah.
And when you pee, it was neon orange.
Medication.
No. The medication made you pee like neon orange. Like this color.
Oh, wow.
It was...
That's freaky.
That was unbelievable. The first... Oh. And they tell you, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And you expect like a yellowish orange, you know?
But it's like, boom.
It's fucking neon bright orange. And I was like... This is like radioactive shit.
On that topic, I found an article a couple days ago I was reading that was like what your color of your urine says about your health.
I saw that.
Did you? Okay, did you read it though?
I didn't.
Because I have a vote to pick with the article.
Why didn't I see it?
I don't know. Apparently you're not cool enough. Yeah. so in it pretty much like describes all the different, and so obviously you know if it's really clear, you're good, drink enough water, the more yellow it gets, I mean, you're obviously dehydrated. When it gets to red, it's like, it could either be, did you eat blood. A lot of beets, or it could be blood in your urine, it could be nothing, it could be something. They were talking about green and blue urine. It's usually a medication, or if you ate a lot of like something, I guess green, or food dye or something, whatever. And then it kind of as a joke, the only color left was purple, and there was like, oh, purple urine doesn't exist. But if red urine exists and blue urine exists, it's impossible purple urine doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, but doesn't it mean that you're dying? Like, I mean, you have blood in your urine and you're taking some kind of medication.
Well, no. What if you're taking a medication that turns your urine blue and you ate a whole bunch of beets? So now I'm kind of like challenging myself to pee purple. So my plan for this is to eat a lot of beets and then eat a whole pack of blue Kool-Aid. Because that should kind of make my pee blue, right? And that should make purple because urine.
There's a lot of dye in blue Kool-Aid.
Right, exactly. And that should make purple urine. And then I'm going to write this company and be like, fuck faces, there is purple urine. Look.
No, but I think that's a great test. I approve this test. No.
As a colorist.
I think you should have a baby because clearly your clearly your life isn't that interesting.
Okay, let's all try peeing different colors and like taking pictures of it and coming back with it.
I got yellow neon.
You got yellow neon. I'm going to get purple. You guys, Mark. Mark my word, I will one day come here with a photo of my purple urine. I'd be like, I peed purple.
Okay, so AA also says...
Oh, wait, hold on. Can we, before he says, because you were talking about her UTI, and somebody on Twitter had made a comment about the UTI and like the litmus paper pads and tampons. I think that's an ingenious idea, and I think it's worth bringing up.
Yeah, he should like patent it.
He said, all one aside, one, UTI infections... Vaginal pH levels. Why aren't there any tampons or pads with built-in
litmus? Remember the stuff you test the pH on in science class?
Oh, litmus paper as a warning system.
I like that.
I saw that and I was like, brilliant.
You need to contact Tampax and Always and all those places.
So, Toons, do it.
Yeah, just get that patented.
Yeah, you shouldn't be putting fucking genius ideas like that on Twitter. Someone's going to steal them.
Yeah.
Get on
That's true. That's very true. Okay, AA says, the bad thing is my wife probably got in the Ferrari and she's married.
Sucks to be you, man.
Sucks to be you.
Then you need to get yourself a Ferrari.
Yeah. Then he goes, LOL, MILF, prude, and UTI. Sorry, but that was funny.
I'm loving our nicknames.
No, I'm not loving my nickname.
Because I got MILF. That's why I'm loving our nicknames.
Sorry.
You got MILF, but I got
the only positive one.
But I also mentioned to Old School, I was like, you gotta
get gate.
He did, you said?
He did.
Where is it?
He called you vegetarian. That's it.
Oh, that's not sexy whatsoever, and I'm not even a vegetarian.
So
that's
Sloan, what I said. Give yourself a nickname. Let's all nickname ourselves. I'm sticking with MILF.
I'm like touching my boobs for some reason.
Why?
That's her symbol. She's like Prince. She just has like a sign, a symbol.
How about we give each other a nickname?
Didn't we just do that for our names for the show? We already fucking made up names.
I like that I'm the liberal one.
I like that.
So yeah, but if you're liberal, that means I'm the fucking
conservative.
Liberal and conservative. Prude?
I don't like being conservative. I am really not conservative.
Well, you're much more conservative than I am.
I am, but...
So let's not call you conservative or prude. Let's find another word that's not as, like, extremist.
Italian?
Yeah, that'll work, yeah.
That pretty much works.
That's amazing.
Okay, so So Double A says, LOL, Brooke, probably don't call your fans fucker face.
I honestly don't remember calling anyone, what, fucker face or fuck faces?
Fuck face. Fuck
okay, because you usually call people fuck faces. But I call everyone fuck faces. Like, I call like, Tom
too.
Fuck face.
It worked too. I don't you don't have anything to
I think it worked. I think you should do it more often because we got a lot I think of you
need
comments.
I think you need another word every week to call our fans.
Okay, well, today you guys are nipple dicks. You nipple dicks need to tweet us.
You fucking nipple dicks.
Hit up our drunken station so we know you're out there.
So then the Mountie texted us.
Tweeted the Mountie.
Us.
We haven't heard about him.
And he says, drunken station. Cheeseburger for breakfast, like a boss. And he goes, hashtag MILF, hashtag awesome.
Awesome. Did you write it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty much.
No, yes. He said just awesome.
Oh,
she added the
next time. Add a few vowels in there, okay?
So, okay, that's fine. So Tunes, Brian's at Tunes. He says,
"Somebody dropped
my buddies and I once ate a sub that somebody dropped while getting in the cab outside of a club. I would eat it too. I would.
No,
I would too. If I was drunk enough.
If it was wrapped, I would read it.
Oh, if it was wrapped.
If I was drunk, hungry, and it was wrapped, it's getting eaten.
I don't feel like this one was wrapped though. Was it?
Mm.
I hope it was wrapped.
I hope. I'm hoping.
I would eat it. But the way they were, like the way I pictured it is that they started eating it and then they got in the can and they're like, fuck this shit. And then they're like,
no. Then that's not somebody who dropped it. That's somebody who threw it. Mm-hmm. Dropped is like you don't realize. No? If they're eating it and dropped and didn't realize, they're retarded.
Maybe.
Then he goes, I'm assuming that something you need to be drunk or homeless to do.
Yeah.
No, I would do it.
You would do it sober?
No, but see, if he says drunk and homeless, I feel like it's because it was unwrapped.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. No. I might do it.
I would do it sober and unwrapped.
I might
I'm
do
joking.
It.
I wouldn't eat a Subway anyway. I'd go to McDonald's. Fuck.
There's no choice here. Somebody dropped it out of a cab. You don't have a choice of what you get.
I would still look for McDonald's. McDonald's is the best food.
Yeah. Subs are good, though. I don't know. The Mountie goes, tomato sandwiches are only acceptable. By the way, I never gave you the frise.
I know. We talked about it.
She brought this up when she got here.
Do you
when
have
you
some
were in the
more?
Shower.
No, I ate it.
Oh.
I'll buy you more. Okay. Tomato sandwiches are only acceptable with bacon and chicken. He goes, save the Germans.
What?
Remember? I heard the Germans. When I first read this tweet, I was like, save the Germans. How does that make sense? And then I listened to our podcast again.
People who tweet us need to understand that until we've actually re-listened to the podcast, we have no idea what we said. Like, we're drunk. Like, we don't know what we said the second half of the podcast.
I know.
It's a surprise to us.
Double A said, I love this t-shirt, and it says, drink up, bitches.
We need this t-shirt.
I hate that t-shirt.
Which is because it has glitter bitches on it.
Oh, I love glitter. I'm like the glitter queen.
No, but just drink up, bitches. Like, what are we? Like, fucking 22-year-old, like, girl out of college drinking Cosmo? Drink up, bitches! Like,
well, shit, can we pretend? I'm a 32-year-old mother. I would give my right arm to be a 22-year-old out of college.
No, she's right. I find it kind of like, I don't think it's manly enough.
Manly enough, we're a whole bunch of bitches though.
No, we're not. We're like classic girls. Just are drinking and burping on the
You just defined bitches.
We're so classy drinking and burping shit. Yo. No problem. So classy.
No, but see, I just don't think it's real enough. It's not.
Why are you so hard on this shirt?
I'll come up with a better t-shirt next week. Podcast.
I'm pretty sure I've said drink up bitches more than once.
Yeah, but you wouldn't wear this t-shirt though.
I wouldn't wear the t-shirt, but I would see it and be like, yeah.
No, you would not. I would never be. I'd be like, man, you're lame. Just drink and don't wear that t-shirt.
And say, drink up bitches. Okay, Double A also said, I'm not able. Oh. He goes, I'm not able to send you guys wine. My brother-in-law said that he cannot send wine to Canada.
But then I called this before.
Yeah, yeah. We have like a lot of weird laws in
Quebec
here.
And I actually replied
Canada,
to him.
And it's different countries.
It's not Canada. It's fucking Quebec.
No, it's Canada.
I think it's getting over the border. I do.
But when I was in Scotland, they wouldn't send anything to Canada. They would send everywhere else but our country. So it's not just Quebec. It's
what's wrong with us?
I don't know. It's the government. It's Stephen
Harper. You're touchy, touchy, human. Touchy, touchy. Okay, so Brian from Tunes goes, 10 minutes in, so many comments to make already. And then he goes, the UTI infections tampon thing, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he goes, Herpes is the number one reason not to scramble for Valentine's Day's boyfriend or girlfriend.
Aw, the gift that keeps on giving.
Fuck, that was my Valentine's Day, guys. I had a fucking herpes.
Like, times three.
Times three. 3 weeks in a row. And then he broke then up with me.
I wonder why.
Well, I mean, his face, no. It still beats my Valentine's Day.
What happened in your Valentine's Day?
I was home. And
did you have a gay guy?
No.
I was. Did you have a gay guy? Did you have a gay guy for Valentine's
Day? She said that she was going to have a gay guy.
Oh, right.
But he ended up going to another friend's and I didn't feel like going all the way out there because it was an NDG. And I just ended up having our friend, my friend came. But the worst part is, you know that day when your hair just like fucking falls wherever you want it to fall and you wear something and you're like, damn, I look good.
Shit, those are the worst though. When you have nowhere to go.
You have nowhere to go.
You end up staying at home and I was like, this is a waste. Like, this is a waste.
That's what selfies are for.
I know. But it was a waste of like me being 30 on Valentine's Day and not like taking advantage of all this, you know?
Yeah.
All this.
It's true, though. Fuck, if I knew my relationship was going that way, I would have came over.
Oh, man. We would have done trivia night like there was no other night.
You guys are so excited.
Like, no tomorrow.
I almost texted you, like, last Monday, and I was like, I feel like trivia night.
Wait, I would have went. Oh, wait, last month? No, I wouldn't have went.
No.
I was still in the relationship.
Next Monday. We could hit trivia
I'm
night.
I'm gonna go.
Well, I don't understand. Is trivia only for single people?
It's on
Mondays.
You could come to trivia. It's fucking hard.
I love trivia.
No, it was hard.
But maybe she's the brains of the whole operation.
Maybe I'm really smart and nobody knows it.
Monday. Just pretend. Well, just tell Tom that you're doing a podcast.
Was it the Monday or was it a Wednesday, though? I'm so confused.
Was it a Tuesday? It might have been a Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Because we only go out on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, you and me.
All I know is that we sucked and we were, like, second to last. But we met those nice Jewish boys.
Jewish boys?
There is no such thing.
What? There was a ginger and a Jewish boy.
So a ginger and a Jewish boy walk into a bar.
They play trivia.
And Charlie and Sloan leave the bar.
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah. Okay, so let's go on from that. Brian's from Tunes keeps going. Okay. And he says, Valentine's Day is fine. Anyone who celebrates sweetest day should be ridiculed
until
they cry.
Mercifully.
What is the sweetest
mercifully.
Day?
Mercifully.
What?
Until they die. So apparently there's a sweetest day.
What day is this?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
You do that.
What, Valentine's Day?
He said Valentine's Day is fine, but whoever celebrates sweetest day should be ridiculed.
I really didn't know there was such a thing that existed.
Me neither. Maybe it's a States thing?
Maybe. Fucking the States have something for everything.
I hope it's on like February 15th or something.
Like the next day.
Don't know if it's the same day every year, but this year, Sweetest Day falls on Saturday, October 17th. So Sweetest Day is a holiday celebrated in the Middle Western United States and part of the Northeastern.
Middle Western?
It's not even the whole state?
The whole country?
Saying whether it's celebrated.
Okay, sorry.
Either way, it's not Canada. And the Northeastern United States. That's it.
Midwestern and Northeastern?
No, Midwestern and Northeastern, yes. Sorry, I'm like, no, yes. No, that's not it. It's right. Yes, that's exactly where it is. And it's the third Saturday in October. Sorry, Sweetest Day has also been referred to as concocted promotion created by the candy industry solely to increase sales of sweets.
So are there any sales at Walmart? Is
I'm calling bluff on that though, because why would 2 weeks before Halloween candy companies have to up their sales?
I completely agree with that actually.
We're in Canada, we have this holiday called Halloween where 2 weeks after Sweetest Day, we give out candy anyways.
And spend a lot of money on it. So please, Twitter, can you tell me who celebrates this holiday? Okay. So then he goes, the best time to celebrate any holiday is the day after the actual holiday.
Yeah, because everything's on sale.
Yeah, exactly. It's easier to get off work or reservations. It's true. It's very true.
Unless Valentine's Day is on Thursday and then the Friday will be pretty booked because it's a Friday.
That's a good.
That's a good analogy, I guess.
Wow, I'm so drunk. You say that, and every part of my soul wants to say that's not true.
But it's true. She's right.
Because as a hairdresser, that's not right. You never go out on Fridays as a hairdresser.
For a hairdresser, for hairdresser clients.
For a hairdresser, we don't.
Yeah, okay, but we don't care about you. We care about the client.
Well, I'm saying as a hairdresser, I unagree.
I take back my agreeing.
You don't count. You're the help. You don't count.
Oh my God. Oh my god, this is actually, oh my god, I can't believe you just said
that. Skating racial.
Because that's something that
I racial.
Oh my god. That just brought a whole other section of it. This went from being...
I'm a photographer. I'm allowed to say that.
You went from insulting hairdressers to being the help for us bringing race into being the help. This is a disaster. We need to just edit out this whole conversation.
And now you're slaves.
Oh my god.
Hairdressers hate being classified as the help. This is actually like the salon.
Yeah, but you are. Be honest.
Fucking people!
Yeah, but wait, Brooke, I'm a photographer. You think I don't understand? We're at weddings and we're put into corners or in the other rooms because Jewish weddings will be like, no, no, the peasants don't eat with the guests. No, keep laughing.
No.
A client actually told me this.
It's true. This conversation is getting way too serious.
Yeah. I know. Okay, so Brian keeps going. And he goes, you know who drives Range Rovers and could get girls to go for a ride with him?
Tiger Woods.
Sidney Crosby.
Oh, suck yeah, but it. I don't think he needs a Range Rover, does he?
I mean,
isn't he known as
he
like, one of the,
he could be in
like,
a fucking Yaris.
I was
going to
say, is he like one of
him.
The like hot hockey players? I actually like, can't put a face to him, but I hear his name all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Montreal Canadiens, no?
No,
for all the American people who are listening to this don't know who we're talking about, he's one of the Montreal Canadiens.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No.
Well, he used to be?
No, never. He plays for Pittsburgh.
Sidney Crosby was never a Montreal Canadian?
He's a Canadian human.
He never played for the Montreal Canadiens.
Never.
I have a feeling he did as well.
Wow. I'm gonna Google. I'm so sure, and I'm just keep. I do not watch hockey.
Believe me.
But I'm so sure about this. I'm gonna Google.
You can
it.
Just trust me on this one.
Hey, Brooke.
I'm not going to.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Charlie.
We should like learn about hockey.
Yeah, I think you should.
Why? Because we're Canadian.
Sidney Crosby is he's like the Wayne Gretzky of our time, and he was signed right off the bat by the
Pittsburgh.
Penguin Pittsburgh.
I was so sure he was a Canadian as well.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about now.
And Sidney he played for the Canadian team at the Olympics because he's a Canadian, but he's not a Canadian from Montreal team member.
Okay, let's like
first so, of all, he looks exactly
and by
like
the way,
boyfriend.
Anybody who follows hockey knows who Sidney Crosby is. It's not like if you're in America, you don't know who this guy is. He's an amazing player. Everybody knows.
I can't find one picture of him wearing a Montreal Canadiens jersey.
So maybe you're right.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's two against one. We're still convinced we're right.
No, guys. I'm pretty sure we're right. Okay.
No.
There is no way. If he was part of the Montreal Canadiens, I'd fucking be flipping out right now. I'd be like, yeah, he's amazing. It's like Wayne Gretzky being on our team.
Really?
Like, that never happens.
And I Googled Sidney Crosby Montreal Canadiens, and it's all pictures of him beside a Montreal Canadiens player. Wow. I really thought I would have failed that in Jeopardy. I really thought he was part of the Montreal Canadiens.
I would have failed that as well.
I cannot believe you guys.
Wow.
That's so sad.
I'm so ashamed to
be. I'm an immigrant. I don't care.
I'm not. What's my excuse?
You are not an immigrant. You
were you born here? You didn't have to take a boat to come here. You're not an immigrant, okay?
We don't need to discuss this. Okay, so Brian goes, thoughts on this? Friend's wife posted pics from V-Day shoot that she had in her lingerie, photoshopped on a Playboy cover. Wow. Should I read that again?
Yeah.
Okay, so the friend's wife basically posted pics of Valentine's Day that she photoshopped of her in lingerie on a Playboy cover. Does it bother you?
No, people do stupid shit all the time on Facebook. Like, I hear
shit.
But
who cares?
But do you consider that stupid?
I wouldn't do it because I'm me, but I think people do much worse things than that.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Obviously, I don't have an issue with her doing it as a woman, but I do understand.
Are we assuming that she posted these on Facebook?
I'm assuming she posted on
like
some
publicly?
Sort of social media, either Instagram or Facebook,
but I mean,
or whatever.
If she did, everything that needed to be covered is covered, so... Sipaka.
Like,
right.
Punani or...
But I also, I understand the guy, because for...
The wife's husband could be like, what the fuck?
Right.
I could understand him saying something, but the friend, I'd just be like, man, take advantage of it and look at it. Like, whatever. She posted it on Facebook.
So, yeah.
Yeah, who cares? Well, I mean, I'm in the boudoir industry, so for me, bodies aren't that big of a deal. Although, I want my clients to let me post their photos. To me, it's not a big deal. It's a body. Who cares? Like, you're in a bathing suit most of the time.
And it's probably the best
you'll
look
deal.
In most of your life.
Can I just say? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Can I just say, though, my ex. XX. XXX. Now, at this point. Fuck, so sad. He said, when I took my boudoir photos, which is me in lingerie.
I've never seen those pictures.
No, you haven't. Okay. And nobody will ever see them.
I saw one or two.
You saw them. He said,
she saw them and I didn't see them.
I had to twist her arm.
Yeah. So basically,
get ready for some art.
I took boudoir pictures of me in underwear and I was ready to post them online because of the fact that the photographer asked me if I was able to. And because I'm in the industry, I feel like it's unfair that I ask my clients to post them, but I don't let people post mine, right? So I was like, yeah, post them. Who cares? It doesn't matter. As long as I approve them, it's not a big deal. My boyfriend at the time had actually a problem with it. He was like, no, it's not okay. And I was like, but it's a body. It's not a big deal. Like if you're in a bathing suit.
Right. That's my thing.
What's the difference?
Right. On Facebook
what's the difference?
Right.
But to be completely honest, he told me a really good point. It's not what you're wearing. It's the facial expression.
It's done in a seductive manner.
Yes.
The pictures are done in a
it's
seductive
not just
manner.
Like you're laughing or you're just posing right. for the photo. It's the fact that
right.
your face says that you want to like have sex, basically. Right. So to me, I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. Depends what this girl on the Playboy cover, what she wanted to interpret, I guess.
Right. Right.
Again,
Because I do understand, after he told me that, it's like it really depends on your facial expression and how you wanted the picture to be viewed, either right. as sexy or just as you. Because if it was just as you, he would have been like, whatever. It could have been a bathing suit. It doesn't matter.
But if it was just as you, you would have posted onto a Playboy cover.
Right. But no, but you could have.
Again, like we were talking about the girl who likes to get in the cars. There's a girl that wants that type of attention and that's just it.
Well, sorry. I'm kind of on the end of this girl because I've been in that situation.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Right. But I didn't have a problem with it. Tom did, though. And again, I kind of get his point. Charlie has photographed boudoir photos of me. And because she's my friend, I have let her use them on her sites and
commercial
stuff like that.
Reasons.
Right, for commercial reasons.
I know. I still have a deposit on this. Eventually, I will.
Eventually, you'll do it.
I have to say, it is the best thing you will ever do for your confidence in your life.
I know, but I have to be, like, skinnier.
No. I was my daughter was 8 months old, I think, when I did my first one. Like, I was, like, post-baby when I did my first one. Like, my belly, like, wasn't flat. And that's the beauty of it was that made me realize that I didn't really I just had a baby.
I mean, I don't want to be... I feel like I'd be much more confident doing it if I was...
No, see? This is the whole point of boudoir, is to make you realize that you can be confident today. And you don't need to lose 10 pounds to be confident.
No, I know.
And you don't need
to
have this and that to be confident.
I want to enjoy it much more.
That's my job.
Yeah,
that's my job.
I know that it's your job, but to me it's like...
No, this...
I want to enjoy it. I don't want to do it and feel like, oh, my arm, oh, my leg. You know what I mean?
You don't, though.
No.
You don't.
But you feel at the beginning, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. When I did it, I felt, unfortunately, the girl wasn't that great. And I felt a little bit uncomfortable. It's the photographer's job. Because of the fact that as a woman, you will always have something that's bothering you. But it's a photographer's job to not make you think about it.
I know.
Right? So it's the experience that matters. It's not necessarily about your body because no matter what, your body as a woman will never be perfect.
No. And I'm never. Not saying I want my body to be perfect. In the time that I gave you the deposit until today, there was maybe like three periods in my life where I was like, I'm pretty fucking happy with my body right now. And it's still not perfect, but it's better than...
Right.
On an average day. And I feel like I enjoy the whole experience more, you know? And that period always happens in the beginning of summer.
Oh, well, that's good.
So there you go.
For me, it becomes at the beginning of winter, which sucks.
Oh, no.
You're about to bundle
like
up, yeah. Rat.
No, that's it.
Anyway.
But I always gain weight during the winter, and it's like I would never let you do this on me right now.
You still have your deposit. Let's move on. Black Ghost came back.
Yeah, I saw that.
He goes, I come back and I learned something new. Uh-oh, I think my fiance is going to be a little bit sicker now concerning the cold sores. He goes, the fact that you can spread type A
to type B,
right?
I like how you pointed the directions for that. Type A
because the listeners could understand.
Can see you pointing to your mouth and your vagina.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's
shit.
Then he goes, question. Should you cut off friends of the opposite sex when you start a relationship?
No.
I think that really depends on the relationship. I think it depends on the people and something that should be discussed beforehand.
With the partner?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because I think it should be a mutual thing, because not everyone has friends of the opposite sex. Like, I don't have tons of guy friends. So if I started dating a guy that had a whole bunch of female friends, that's something that would make me uncomfortable.
But at the same time, the person you're dating comes as a package deal. They come with their family and their friends and everything. You can't ask them to, like, stop seeing their friends. It's like, you either, and I'm not saying, like, during the course of your relationship, suddenly he develops this really great affinity with gorgeous fucking model type girlfriend.
Right.
Okay, no. Maybe that's a different situation, but when he comes in the relationship, he has his whole background. You just have to accept that and fuck it.
Yeah, but if they're asking if it's a deal breaker, for me, if he starts coming into my picture and, hey, my recent ex-girlfriend's also a friend of mine, that's something you're going to have to deal with, that's a deal breaker for me.
Is it really?
Okay. Yeah, of course. He's still friends with his recent ex-girlfriend? Yeah,
it's a deal breaker. I understand how that would be a deal breaker, but for me, it's not. But like, my ex had, like, all his ex-girlfriend around him, but and all, I just had to deal
Tom
with
Tom and I don't have too many friends of the opposite sex.
First of all my friends are opposite sex. Like, except for you guys, literally everybody else is a male.
Right.
All of my ex-boyfriends are still my friend. Still. Like, very, very good friends. Like, I can call them up and be like, hey, dude, blah, 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 blah,
right.
Whatever it is. To me, it's like my friend, Ronaldo.
Oh my god.
I know.
Ronaldo?
I can't think of anything Spanish.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, I see.
Oh. Yeah. So, Ronaldo.
And, hold on. Emerson.
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 So, let's call him Emerson. So, my friend Emerson, which I've been friends with 15 years already, he's still my good friend. He calls me like, hey, you want to just like watch a movie? Fine. Like, I mean, you should be fine with that if you're not.
It's 15
years.
For you.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. For me, it depends on the couple.
You wouldn't date me if I had a friend like Emerson?
I say no.
I wouldn't date you. If you were a guy and Emerson was a girl, exactly. Because if I was a guy, I'd probably think different. I'm a girl, and I guess maybe I'm a little bit on the jealous side.
If you have guys and girls friends, and they've been there forever.
Yeah.
If they're in a relationship with someone, they're not in a relationship with them. And if they had to be in a relationship with them, they would be. So, like, just enjoy the fact that you're the one.
They develop during the relationship, and if they were there before, it's completely different.
Okay.
I don't think you should have the need to develop a relationship of the opposite sex if you are in a relationship.
I mean, unless you're doing things always alone, you and that person, I feel like it's weird. But I mean, you always meet new people. And if it's in a group thing, like, why the fuck not?
I mean, I don't know. Most of my friends are guys. So yeah. Awesometron had a best friend was a girl.
Right.
It didn't bother me at all.
Right.
He knew about Emerson. He didn't have a problem with it at all. So it's like, if it's been in your past, then something would have happened prior to the relationship. Yeah. So I don't think you should worry.
There you go.
So then Black Ghost goes on to say, is it a deal breaker if a guy has a relationship with the opposite sex, hanging around like an anchor? So you're just like always there.
Go get yourself a boyfriend.
That feels a little bit weird.
That is a problem, man.
Yeah.
It's like you need to cut them loose.
Yeah.
So Bobby.
Oh, God.
I know there's so many. You guys,
I love it, you fuckfaces.
No, actually, there's not so many. I think it's pretty much over after this.
Okay. Because I need to pee again.
I have to pee too.
MedMD answers to every symptom is cancer.
I know. It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
Very true. And then after that.
Are we done?
We might be.
I feel like I'm in therapy right now.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
That's it. I mean, we answered all of it. So we did.
Yeah, yes.
So, fuckers.
Fuckers. Nipple dickers. I did it.
So nipple dickers, just message us. It's not a big deal. We just answer everything. We try very, very hard. You can send us an email at
hello@allwineaside.com.
Yeah. And you can also hashtag us at allwineaside.
Fine.
Who cares?
Whatever. So you do whatever you want. Yeah.
Shotgun.
Hey. Okay. Go now.
Hey, guys. Did you know that February 28th, there's All Beer Inside that is recording for the first time?
No way.
Yeah. Very much. Did you have any questions to ask them for their first episode?
Oh, I do. Is there someone we can email them, though? I can't think of them right now because I have to pee so bad.
I'm sure that
I have questions for them.
You have one
question.
All I'm gonna ask is done. Don't steal our
no but you intro. Know that's what I said before, you know, the bitches bitches that could be their intro.
What is this? This is new to me. What is this? Bitches,
and we talked about it 2 hours ago. bitches. And she was like,
uh-huh. I was like, bitches. What the fuck was I?
You're like writing shit in your fucking
diary. I guess so, because I don't remember
diary.
She's my diary, my passion planner.
We'll create a little theme song for them.
Okay, let's do this.
Bitches.
Do like beatbox.
Because I do that so well. You know?
And you do beaches.
Bitches.
Okay, no, wait. Let's get this.
Okay, ready?
Okay, pee my pants. We're gonna go.
Okay.
My beatboxing
skills. Mm. Now you have to do it. I can't do bitches.
No, you have to do it on the beat.
I can't.
Okay, yeah, you can. Get this real.
Wait.
Bitches.
Am I not supposed to like cover my mouth or something?
Yeah,
I see people
are.
Do this,
I think but what? I think you are.
Wait.
What
the fuck is that?
That is absolutely not.
What is that supposed to be?
I used to do that in high school. Wait.
What is it supposed to be?
It's like the record scratching.
It doesn't sound like that at all.
What the fuck are you doing?
Wait. Shh.
Do you know what I'm trying to do?
Wait.
You guys know what I'm trying
to
do?
Wait.
Oh, te regarde pas là, vas-y.
Attends, j'essaie. It sounds like.
It only sounds like that in your head.
This is exactly what you just did. You went. It sounds like. You did this thing with your finger that didn't change the sound at all. You just started moving your fingers a second time.
That's exactly it.
My body hurts.
I have to pee so bad. There's a big chance I pee on your chair.
Let's just do it. Let's get this
done. No, we have to do it for reals? Oh my god. Bitches. Bitches.
I say we start a fucking production company right now.
I think I just peed a little.
Oh, I think it's over.
But it's her beatboxing. It's like so off the hook.
Yo,
I can't like gather myself to do I say we send that to your friend and you deal with that.
Just figure you it edit out. That to make that sound good.
Just figure it out, bitch.
Okay, bye, bitches. I need to pee.
Once again, we should have drank before the podcast.